BBC News.
And now it's time for You and Yours with Winifred Robinson.
Hello. Welcome to Radio 4's consumer programme. Today we'll be talking about the post-Christmas sales and asking how much discounting a shop can do before it hits trouble. We'll be discussing some of Labour's plans to try to create more new homes people can afford to buy. Could building new towns work?
It's a nice concept having all the schools and shops in one area.
So easy to get to Cardiff, and it's just so pretty looking compared to other developments that we've seen.
We'll be reporting from France on the protests over foie gras.
We want at least great chefs, famous chefs in France, stop to use foie gras from battery cages.
And you've had a few days looking at it, thinking about it. Now it's time to decide. What do you do with that gift that you're never going to use? Please get in touch. Tell us what you do. Email youandyours at bbc.co.uk. Tweet, use the hashtag youandyours, or send us a text to 84844. In France, at Christmas and New Year, a lot of people eat foie gras, the specially fattened liver of a duck or a goose. Many countries, including Britain, have banned its production. And in California, it's illegal to sell it. It's because the birds are force-fed. And now in France itself, by far and away the biggest foie gras producer in the world, animal rights activists have been organising protests against it with some success. John Laurenson reports now from Paris.
Christmas in Paris, and this week people will be eating vast quantities of foie gras. The French make 19,000 tonnes of the stuff a year, three quarters of the world's production, most of which they eat themselves. Foie gras is even enshrined in French law as belonging to the protected cultural and gastronomical heritage of the country. At Au Petit Sud-Ouest, a foie gras shop and restaurant right by the Eiffel Tower, the proprietor, Christian André, steers a customer away from serving the connoisseur's favourite raw duck's liver at her Christmas Eve dinner party. Best to go for the mi-cuit, half-cooked, he says.
Foie gras at Christmas is a special tradition. It's a festive time. People want to enjoy themselves and eat something really French. When you've got that pot of foie gras on the table and everyone's helping themselves, it's a nice moment people spend together.
And a huge treat. It's surprising, perhaps, that the artificially bloated accessory organ of an amphibious bird should be so very delicious. But ever since the ancient Egyptians discovered foie gras, people have found it so. The good stuff, at least, that gets its enthusiasts struggling for superlatives, often religious ones. It's expensive. A little block of that mi-cuit from Monsieur André's shop that would do as a starter for four people costs £40. But more and more French people wouldn't eat it if you paid them.
La torture n'est pas notre culture. Abolissons le foie gras.
Torture is not our culture. Let's abolish foie gras. Chant 15 or so members of L214, named after the law which changed French classification of animals as goods, as had been the case since Napoleon, to sentient beings. We're in front of a cookery school run by super chef Alain Ducasse, where they teach a class called All Around Foie Gras. A few years ago, this sort of demo was unthinkable. Cruelty to animals was perhaps the only thing the French didn't protest about. But no longer. Sébastien Arsac is one of L214's leaders.
It's a disease for animals. When you force feed animals, its livers grow 10 times. Animals are sick from this, and there is other problems, especially mortality in the farms. And so when we have investigated in the farms provided Alain Ducasse, we have shown ducks in tiny cages. So it's not traditional production.
Do you think, therefore, it is possible to have ethical foie gras?
We don't think that it's possible to have ethical foie gras because it's a disease. But we want at least that great chefs, famous chefs in France, stop to use foie gras from battery cages.
In fact, L214 are pushing an open door when it comes to battery cages. The French government is already passing a European directive into law. Individual cages will be banned from the end of 2015. Alain Ducasse, though declining the offer to speak on this programme, said in a written statement that he condemns cruelty to animals and that he's asked all his suppliers to provide information showing their conformity with current French and European regulations on the matter. Another celebrity chef, Joël Robuchon, suspended orders of foie gras from a particular supplier a few weeks ago after an L214 film showed how it uses force-feeding guns to shoot blocks of maize mixed with fat down the throats and into the guts of caged ducks. What L214 wants, though, is for France to ban foie gras production altogether, and that would have a huge impact on the UK, as most of the foie gras consumed in Britain is French. Is it true, though, as L214 claims, that the production of foie gras is cruel, however you do it?
The little one's getting back into their enclosure. Right up you get. Up and over the barrier. There he goes.
I've come out into the country, about 40 miles west of Paris, to the Ferme du Loup Ravissant, the farm of the ravishing wolf, where Pascal Lecoq rears 1,500 ducks a year for their foie gras.
Before taking them to the gavage room, we get the ducks used to eating more and more cereals over a 10-day period. We deprive them of food for part of the day, so they throw themselves in their feed and enlarge their crops. That's the muscle tissue where a bird stores and softens its food. Foie gras is not a disease. It exists in nature. Geese store food in this way before they migrate. We just push things a bit further. And it's a completely reversible process. Take a duck whose liver has gone from 60 to 600 grams and put it back in the field, it'll lose it all again in 3 days.
Still, I didn't think Monsieur Lecoq would want to show me the fearsome-sounding force-feeding room, but sure, he says, no problem. Inside, I was a bit taken aback to see a line of ducks in the individual cages the European Union says are cruel and France is phasing out. Here the ducks are immobilised for 15 days. The ducks can stand up and sit down, but they can't flap their wings. These ducks, though, didn't seem, as far as I could tell, unhealthy or even unhappy. As for the gavage itself...
Yeah, it just sort of like slips right in.
Yeah.
And that's where you put the maize. It goes straight down there.
Et voilà.
Et ça, ça lui fait pas mal.
Ducks' necks are not at all like ours, Lecoq says. Very supple and no glottis to get in the way of the funnel. So, he says, it isn't painful.
And that goes right the way down.
The gavage room wasn't nearly as bad as I expected, not nearly as ghastly as what you can see in abattoirs that no country has even thought about banning. But remember, this is the nicer end of the foie gras business. There are about 1,500 farms like Lecoq's in France, about 5,000 where the process is more industrialised and, according to L214, nastier for the ducks and geese. Traditional foie gras producers would like a labelling system that would give consumers an animal welfare guarantee. In the meantime, for those consumers who, on reflection, would rather eat something else instead, what is the alternative this Christmas? Well, I put that question to L214's Sébastien Arsac, and he said you can do some great things with vegetables. And perhaps, if only for the sake of their digestion, French people should heed his advice. Typical French Christmas and New Year's menus involve, as well as foie gras, smoked salmon, oysters, boudin blanc white sausage, and a so-called Christmas log made of ice cream. Often all of these things, one after the other. A sort of festive gavage, in sum. The ducks' revenge.
John Lawrenson reporting for us from Paris.